Well, this is something I've been looking forward to for a long time. A little while ago, maybe 3 or 4 months, we had the pleasure of having Marguerite McCrory here with us. Marguerite, we were talking about a writer's institute that you had gone to, and she mentioned that she founded a newspaper for Bishop Leonard St. Mary of the Mount Academy on Mount Washington, and it's called the, is it Blizma or Blizmama?
Blizma.
Blizma. And Blizma is the abbreviation for Bishop Leonard St. Mary of the Mount Academy on Mount Washington, and so it's called the Blizma Blitz. What prompted you to want to start a newspaper?
Well, I love to write before that, and I had taken a writing class that previous summer, and I just kind of loved to write, and I knew that our school had a newspaper at one time when I was very little, and so I just thought it'd be cool to start a new one.
Well, and it's a great paper. I'm looking at it here just to give you a sense. It's 8.5 by 11. It's in full color. This issue looks like it's 12 pages altogether. Yeah. There's pictures, there's a poetry corner, a movie review, fashion section, a sports section, profiles of teachers, and great photos, Halloween photos in this issue. How has the student population, your readers, how have they reacted to it, Marguerite?
Well, they really liked it. I can tell which classes like it better. Like some the older kid, like 7th grade obviously buys it all the time, but 8th grade I noticed doesn't buy it as much. I don't know, because they're older, but I noticed that like 3rd through 5th graders, they buy it the most, I think.
Interesting. Now, how old are the kids that go to your school?
Well, the youngest kids that are in our building, our school goes from preschool to 8th grade, but in our building there's only 1st grade to 8th grade. And 1st and 2nd grade don't really buy it, but 3rd through 8th buy. There's mostly our audience.
Now, you hear Marguerite mentioning buy. This is not a free paper. How much does an issue cost?
Well, I think that particular issue is 50 cents because it was big and it was one of our bigger issues.
And if I read, I would see it says right on the cover, 50 cents.
But usually they're just 25 cents.
And what do you do with the money that comes in?
Well, we decided at one of our meetings, we took a vote, and we're going to donate it to the Humane Society because that was a cause everyone felt strongly about.
Well, terrific. Now, I'm looking at Volume 1, Issue 2, and I see on the back a list of staff and also a picture of staff, and you've got 15 to 20 people listed here.
Yeah, that's actually one of our earlier issues, but now we have a few more students because some 6th graders have joined our paper too, and so there's about 5 of them. So there's about maybe like 20 to 25 people, something like that.
But this is just a terrific thing. You've created something that will probably outlast you. Do you feel pretty confident that when you move on, the paper will still be there?
Yeah, I hope so. I want to hope that someone else will be willing to do this paper too and be the editor and work hard.
Now, as editor, it must be pretty, and we're going to talk to everybody, by the way. I just wanted to sort of lay the groundwork. As editor, it's got to be very, I would imagine, a hard job. Can you give us a sense of how much time you spend? Does the paper come out monthly?
Monthly, yes.
And sort of kind of just some of the kinds of things you do.
Well, first of all, we have our meetings every Thursday after school, and we get our articles. I have my zip drive, and I get them from everyone. And we get everyone's articles, and then I go home. There's a due date, usually like the 3rd Thursday or of the month, and I get the articles, and then I go home, and over the weekend I work on the paper, and I work on it like maybe for an hour, 2 hours a day, and I do it throughout the day.
Do you have to do a lot of editing?
Not really. I mean, it's usually the articles are very good. I just sort of lay it out, but then my mom is our proofreader, and so she overlooks it, so.
Do you use a particular software to do it? It's really pretty.
I mean,
it looks great.
I use Publisher.
Excellent. It's got to be just really exciting. Is there something about this that you want to share that I might not think to ask you, just about the process and everything that you've put together?
I think that we just get so, we have lots of student participation. At first, nobody was really willing to, but then as people got more comfortable with the idea, we started getting lots of participation and we got comments. And in our computer lab where we have our meetings, we put a submission box covered with old newspapers of the like Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and stuff. And so it was a submission box and people put drawings and comments. And we also had an advice column called Ask Me, and they put lots of letters to the columnist there.
Oh, that's great. Is there? I'm looking to see if there's an advice. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend who will not stop bothering me. I won't read it myself, but because you guys are going to read some of the things. Yeah. But these are good little bits of advice. I want to turn to Terry next. You're also going to hear Terry perform a song. Terry McCollum is here. How old are you, Terry?
13.
And are you in 7th grade as well, or 8th?
Yep.
And what do you do for the newspaper?
I used to write a humor section, but it was devastatingly bad, so I decided to make my own magazine.
You're now, so instead of contributing humor to the Blizma Blitz, you have a sister publication called Cosmic Comedy.
Yep.
So if your humor was devastatingly bad, I would think you would want to minimize it. Instead, you expanded it here in your own magazine.
Yep.
And what are some of the things you find? What are the sensibilities of this? This is a 4-page sheet. What are the kinds of things that you try to cover?
Well, I'll just take any type of current event and just make fun of it as much as I can and add anything ridiculous.
I see that. And I see a reference to Jerry Garcia in here, also to Camera Obscura. So, interesting. And special thanks to Harold Ramis, Douglas Kenny, Michael O'Donohue, and excellent. And it's one of the publications of Blasma. That's great.
Yeah.
And let's meet the other two writers that we have here. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Lauren Lucas.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
And you're 13 as well?
I'm 12.
12. And what grade?
7th.
So everyone's here is in 7th, right? And how did you get involved?
Well, I love to do poetry and write. So when Marguerite started the newspaper, I thought, well, I can put my poetry in it and people can put their poetry in it. So I ran the poetry column in it.
Were you guys all friends before this started?
Yeah.
But have you made new friends as a result? Like, have people, because 7th grade's kind of clicky, right? People hang out in different herds. Like, has there been any cross clickinization taking place?
Well, when we merged schools a few years ago, I think when we were in 4th grade, we made a few new friends. And so we, then they joined the newspaper too, and it's just been, we've met a lot of new people, and it's a good experience.
Excellent. And I was curious about that because newspapers should be bringing people together. And can you tell me about yourself?
Hi, I'm Jessica Bauer, and well, Max came to me asking what I thought about the newspaper because she had a pretty good idea, and she was showing me what we would do, and I really wanted to help her out, and we have been friends since preschool and since we were 3 years old, and we always helped each other out no matter what it was. So I just tried to help her, and I gave her some ideas of what we could do, and it slowly came together, but surely enough, Max got it done, and we did it.
That's good. And it sounds like you have a reputation, Marguerite, whose nickname is clearly Max, for getting things done.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I want to say hello to any of our friends that are listening, Ashley, Paige, and anybody else who's listening out there, my dad.
Anybody else want to pass along some hellos?
Hi, Mom.
I want to say hi to my mom and my nephews, Jimmy, Landon, and Caden, if he's listening. And Josh and Miranda, my brother, and my other brothers, Jim and Jordan, and my dad.
Great. How about you, Terry? Anybody?
Just want to say hi to Brian out there. He's in Myrtle Beach, and I miss him. We all miss you. I just want to say hi to Mike and Ryan, if you're even listening. I doubt it.
I can tell Terry is the humor columnist here. Well, I'd love to have you each read something that you've written for the publication. And I don't know if you've thought about what you'd like to read. And then Terry is going to do a song, but may read. Do you want to read a piece too, Terry?
Sure.
Great. So why don't we have one of you read first, and then we'll go to Terry, and then we'll get him ready to play. Marguerite is the leader, as always.
Well, I have a few articles that I'm going to read. One of my editorials and actually one of my pieces of poetry that I write as well.
Excellent.
So we had been so this editorial, it wasn't really, a lot of people weren't submitting stuff, and I was kind of getting frustrated, and sports are a big thing at our school, and I'm not really into sports, but it was a big thing at our school, and our principal was really for it, and so I was just kind of was discouraged. So this is what this is based on. Lately, there's been a lack of submissions to the newspaper. Many people believe this is because sports are becoming more important than newspapers and other extracurricular activities. I like sports myself, and they get kids to get some physical activity, but there needs to be balance in the schools. Recently, Pittsburgh Public Schools had a snow day, but the news posted under their name, "Closed, all activities canceled except for sporting events." Why should the athletes and their parents risk their safety just to play a basketball or cheerleading event? I believe kids think that sports are a good way to blow off steam, and writing or playing an instrument is too hard or they're not good enough. My point is that there should be balance in any school between sports and other extracurricular activities.
That was well done. That probably took, that did take courage to write. Did you get much response?
No, we didn't get any letters to the editor, and I was kind of disappointed by that, but I mean, Jessica gave me some constructive criticism on it, and so did my mom and some of my other people on the newspaper, too.
What was some of the critique that you received?
Well, Jessie kind of said she wasn't sure how people were going to react because she knew sports were a big thing at our school. Our principal really loved sports. She loved them. But she wasn't sure how people were going to react, and she didn't know if it was going to be good or bad or what was going to happen. So she was just looking out for me.
Yeah, I think it's always good to speak up, and you didn't say anything insulting or impolite. It's just another point of view. Do you have a poem you want to share, too?
Yeah, I do.
If you're just joining us, everybody you hear right now is a student, 7th grade, from Bishop Leonard St. Mary of the Mount Academy on Mount Washington. It's Marguerite McCrory right now who's reading some of her works in the newspaper she founded called the Blisma Blitz.
So this is one of my poetry. It was actually for the Writers Institute, also the summer one. And so I wrote this while I was there. It's called Trail of Advice. Dear friend, follow the trail. Go where it takes you. Make new beginnings. Have no regrets. Take chances. Jump over the limbs. When you meet a fork in the trail, take the one less traveled by. But most of all, help everyone you meet along the trail.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Now let's turn to our humorist, who already we've branched out with a sister publication called Cosmic Comedy that Terry McCollum puts together. And Terry, what's your piece called?
It's a movie review from the most recent issue.
And the movie? Well, we'll find out.
Yes, you will. You will find out. It's the end of the school year, finally. We're all happy to get out of school for the summer, right? Let me do one more movie review before I end my 17-year streak of great and informative movie reviews. Now, this movie is a bad one. It's a movie where you think, why am I watching this? I could be doing something better with my time, like reading Cosmic Comedy or other great comedy magazines. Or I could go home on my computer and write Justin Bieber fanfiction, where the Biebermobile is speeding on a highway, and I'm a police officer, then I have to pull him over, beat him unconscious, and take him to jail where nobody will ever have to hear his music again. If you even call that music. I don't like Justin Bieber, just in case you didn't notice. I also get annoyed when people start talking about him, singing about him, writing books about him. Topher Grace is awesome. Back on the subject of the movie review, this movie is worse than that awful Valentine's Day movie. I made a bet with my friend in which I had to see this movie if I lost. I bet my friend that the Jonas Brothers are talented, that Cosmic Comedy is the best-selling magazine around Blizma, that Michael Jackson is still alive, that a Justin Bieber versus The Office poll is a legitimate thing to put in a school newspaper, that the iPad was not an overpriced waste of space with no point of buying, that Dwayne The Rock Johnson would make a good tooth fairy, that Hot Tub Time Machine was a creative title for a movie about a hot tub time machine, that Zac Efron really did turn 17 again. So obviously I lost, and I had to see this film, and it was bad.
Terry, that's great. It's not easy. With all due respect to all other forms of writing, writing funny is hard. It's very, very hard. It's well done. Any comments about how difficult that was to write or how much time you put into it?
Well, one day I just got to the computer and I decided, that one movie I saw was bad, but I forgot the name of it. But I'll write a review about it anyway.
Oh, that was really well done and excellently read, too. We still need to hear from Jessica Bauer and Lauren Lucas. Have we decided who's going to go first? Is it going to be Jessica or Lauren?
We've decided it's Jessica.
It's Jessica. Okay, Jessica, what are you going to read?
We means Lauren, so.
Okay.
But I'm going to read two different things that I wrote. I wrote one article that's called How to Roast Sister Mary Bride. She's a nun that I used to be the principal at our school years ago, and she runs the alumni for Bishop Leonard St. Mary of the Mount Academy, and I've known her my whole life, and I've always admired her. And in November this past year, our school roasted her. We had a roast for her, and I wrote an article about that. And it's kind of like a recipe to roast her. Step one: find a large room with lots of space, like the Lamont. Step two, add a bunch of people with hilarious personalities. Step three, add a pinch of funny. Step four, add a dash of tears. Step five, add an ounce of sincerity. Step six, add a sprig of love. Step seven, add the most loving woman that goes above and beyond what she is asked, because she is just that great. Roast is done when it is Irish colored green and laughing and crying at the same time. On November 29, 2009, we didn't actually roast Sister Mary Bride, even though I'm sure she would have been delicious. Sister, her family, her closest friends, and loved ones all gathered at the Lamont. People spoke about the good times they had with Sister. Marguerite McCrory, Ashley McKee, and myself, Jessica Bauer, went to Sister's roast, and it was filled with love and laughter. Sister Mary Bride is a gift to all of us, and we should all thank her. And I wrote another piece because I'm a dancer and I've danced since I was in fourth grade when I was nine. And I want to go to Kappa for high school. And it's called What Dancing Means to Me. For me, dancing means to express myself and to have fun. Dancing is a good way to get out of the house and get good exercise. When I dance, I think of the meaning behind the song and lyrics. After knowing the meaning of it, I make the dance a story. Dancing makes me happy. It makes me feel like I can do anything. I hope to get into Kappa for high school and go for dance. I would be able to take dancing as a class for school work. It would also be a great accomplishment for me if I could dance on Broadway. I love to dance, and I will continue to do it as long as I can.
Oh, those were both really nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing those with us. I like that you wrote the piece about dance as somebody who, I guess I get dancing now, but for a long time I didn't because I can't. They say everybody can, but I think I can't. But I really admire people who can dance well, and it's good to describe, you know, what you like so much about it. And the piece you wrote about the roast, probably everybody thought, now, how do you roast somebody who you love that much, right? Everybody probably thought they were going to tease and joke, and it sounds like that didn't happen too much.
Well, it did, but she's very funny, and she takes criticism well, and she laughs at herself, and she's just amazing for that, and she's always been there for me and my family whenever we needed her, and I hope that we can always be there for her when she needs help.
Now we have one more. We've heard from Marguerite and Terry, and we heard from Jessica. Lauren, what are you going to do?
I'm going to read a piece of poetry that I wrote. It's kind of about music because I'm really into music.
And you edit the poetry section of the newspaper, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lauren Lucas.
My feet are floating off of the ground, and I am floating to the moon. Dancing on buildings, imagining acoustic chord sounds flowing into my ears. Voices are speaking soft sounds. I let them into my soul. Connecting to the melody, tears start to linger down my cheeks. Experiences of my own create the images of the past, presenting themselves into my brain. The music connects with the pictures, names, and familiar faces. Memories lay swiftly and perfectly with the song. I'm in a perfect world called music.
Nice. Really, really beautifully done. Congratulations, excuse me, to all of you. We're going to turn. Terry's going to perform a song in a second. Terry, you can get up and get ready to perform, and we're going to end our segment with your performance. But before we do, I'm going to ask Jessica and Lauren if you have anything else you might want to say that you may have missed.
Well, I'd just like to say how the newspaper brings people together, because I usually just say my click. But during the newspaper, I talked to a girl named Hannah, and we actually had a vote because she liked Justin Bieber, a performer. I don't really like him. And I liked the show The Office.
And Terry's not really into Justin Bieber either.
Yeah. And we actually had a vote to see if this, like, some people dropped off their votes in the submission box to see who in the school would like better, Justin Bieber or The Office. The Office ended up winning, thankfully, by, like, one vote. And I think it kind of brought everyone together. Like, they kind of, like, showed what they like better. And I think it's a good way to express yourself in the newspaper, too.
Who's your favorite Office character?
Dwight.
Dwight, yeah. Dwight's pretty funny. Have you seen the British Office at all?
No.
There's a character like Dwight. His name's Gareth. But it's the same kind of character. Anything you wanted to add at all?
Well, I just wanted to say that the newspaper is a great thing, and I'm so happy and thankful that we could have it at our school, and it just turned out to be a great thing for people to express themselves, and I think our whole class really grew to get closer. There's always going to be problems in schools, but I think we worked some things out with every one of us. We really started to not really feel that we need to care what other people think. So we just wrote what we felt, and I think we feel better that, and we feel like we can express ourselves.
Words are really powerful for that. And what's cool is you're all going into eighth grade. You'll still be at school, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to really continue. You're planning, right, Matt?
Yeah,
you're
gonna I'm already planning this for next year. And I wanted to add that Lauren's The Office versus the Justin Bieber poll. Actually, we had a little bit of bad things happen. One of the girls who liked Justin Bieber better, she sort of tried to mess up the votes.
Oh.
And that was not, we were kind of, Lauren was very
angry.
Not very happy.
She stuffed the ballot box?
She tried to rip up all the Office polls, but we saw her doing it. So we sort of caught her and said, come on, stop it. That's not really fair. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's just a vote. It's just the popular opinion.
I say throw her in the dungeon.
Congratulations. Terry says throw him in the dungeon.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention, Marguerite?
I just wanted to mention that, like Jessica said, it brings us together, and I think that by solving our problems, we can really work it out with words. The words just can flow out of us, and just words can usually fix some things.
Well, great. I want to be sure you're all welcome back. But
Thank you. We'd love
to have you read some more. And thanks to Marguerite McCrory for being here, too. And also Terry's mom, Peg McCollum, is here. And we're going to close our segment with Terry. Do you need to set this up at all, or are you just going to jump right in?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Here's Terry McCollum.
Also known as James Yearwood. It's my YouTube name. sun, chilly winds are blowing, the sound, thunder crashing. Crystals falling and a river freezing too.
Terry McCollum, go ahead and clap. That's thank you. That's Terry McCollum. And thanks to Bishop Leonard St. Mary of the Mount Academy for being here with us on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.